أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته And welcome back to another day of Ramadan Reflections, this being the 27th day of the blessed month of Ramadan. And that means there's only about 4 days left, 3 to 4 days left in this blessed month of Ramadan and the mercies and blessings and forgiveness of our Creator and the showering of His divine mercy upon us. Obviously, God's mercy is always there, but in this month of Ramadan, the extra added mercies, we can say, are being distributed amongst all of His creations. Today in Ramadan Reflections for the 27th day, we want to look at the topic about thinking about others. The importance of this from the perspective of the Quran in the verse that we want to deliberate upon and its historical significance. And obviously, as we have been going through in these last 26 days, the theme of management and leadership principles from the point of view of the Noble Quran. And when we look at this topic of thinking about others, we realize that at one level, that yes, as me as an individual, I always have to be concerned about myself. The Quran tells us in a few times, God repeats this phrase, this theme of saving yourselves, protecting yourselves, safeguarding your own, your own religion and your own accountability before God on the Day of Judgment. But we are also told to think about other people. Right? It's not just about me, myself, and I. Unfortunately, we live in a selfie generation. People want to be in the picture, so we have cameras on our phones, front-facing cameras, so we can take a picture of ourselves. We're very concerned about our own personal image, and that's why people spend hours, on social media platforms, promoting themselves, promoting them as an individual. But Islam tells us that, yes, be concerned about yourself, be concerned about your image, not only your physical image, what you look like, but, how people perceive you as a human being outside of your physical qualities and characteristics. And we're told to always be thinking about other people. And that's why even we have a concept of, making prayers, asking God to forgive other people. This is a common theme within the Quran. We pray for others within our religion. Before we go into a better understanding of this and the theme of this management and how we can understand this in light of leadership principles, let's have a listen and a look at the verse of the Quran for today and come back and have a brief deliberation on what it means about thinking about others when we are in the position of management. Allah says the following within the Quran. And seek the forgiveness for the common believing men and the believing women. As we said that in Islam, we are expected to think about other people. This verse of the Quran shows us that when God is speaking to the beloved Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, that God tells the Prophet that seek forgiveness for your own quote-unquote sins. Obviously, we have to have a discussion and we have to deliberate and think and understand what it means when God talks about the so-called sins of the prophets, because we believe as Muslims that each and every single prophet of God from Adam all the way through Noah, through Moses, Abraham, Isaac, Ishmael, all of these prophets and many more, including the final prophet, the Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and all previous prophets, we believe that they were all ma'asum, infallible. They do not commit mistakes. They don't commit sins. They don't have blunders. They don't have forgetfulness. So what does it mean when God tells the Prophet that seek forgiveness for your own personal sins? This is a theme that we see in this chapter. It's mentioned in many other verses of the Quran where God speaks about the apparent mistakes of previous prophets. Obviously, it's a large, lengthy discussion. We will try to tackle it maybe another day in another series of videos. But suffice it to say that in this verse, God tells the Prophet to ask forgiveness for something of him and for the believing men and the believing women. And again, this is something which God repeats in the Quran in a few instances. God asks the Prophet to pray on our behalf. Just as Prophet Jacob, Prophet Yaqub, peace be upon him, said that he would pray for the forgiveness of his sons who tried to kill their brother Yusuf. And the Prophet says, I will make prayer to God for you for your forgiveness. One of the things that we see as, just to take a lesson from the Quranic perspective, first and foremost, is the fact that the Prophet of God, our beloved Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, has been ordered to make dua, to pray for us, to ask for our forgiveness. And this verse has to be a continuous verse. That means that the Prophet must be continuously asking God for our forgiveness, even though he is not physically alive on this earth anymore. But we believe that he is still alive, and obviously in another worldly realm, and that such verses of the Quran are pertinent, are relevant, are applicable, are implemented by the Prophet even today. He is still making prayer for us, as is are his successors, including obviously Imam al-Mahdi, may God hasten his return. So at the first level, we see that asking for forgiveness, thinking about others, is a important trait of a leader, of a good leader. Coming to the second portion of this verse, or the second portion of its understanding, actually, in terms of our theme of leadership and management, we see that a good leader is somebody who will be thinking about other people. Unfortunately, we live in societies today, many of us at least, in which our leaders are only worried about themselves. When they are running for office, they're very, you know, altruistic, they're very humble, they want to do for the people, they want to change the status quo, they want to get rid of corruption from government, they want to drain the swamp, so to speak, as people have used this phrase before. They want to be different. They say, I'm there for the people. But as we've seen, I don't want to make it a blanket condemnation, but you know, in many of the cases, if not all of them, but many, many cases, we see that when a person gets elected into a leadership position, they think about themselves. They think about lining their own pockets. How can they get more out of this position? How can they abuse, you know, budgets and allowances that they have been given for travel allowance, for example, for, you know, office furnishings? These are things that happen, unfortunately, on a regular basis. People think about themselves. They're not worried about the people who are underneath them. But the Quran shows us, just as the Prophet being the best leader, he was thinking about those under him, that in Islam, in leadership positions, it's not about you doing for yourself. It's about you being a representation and being a manifestation, a mirror image of how a good leader should be, being like the Prophet of Islam. Thinking about other people, not being always concerned about yourself, but thinking about the needs of others within the workforce, within the organization, within the family. You know, we have, for example, the story about Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, that he has been quoted as saying that when he took over the caliphate, when he took over this governance, this leadership, he says in the hadith, in the statement, and I'm paraphrasing it, he says that when I entered into the city of Kufa, when he took on the leadership and moved the caliphate from Medina to Kufa in Iraq, he says that basically I came with this clothing that's on my back and a few things in my bag. Right? He didn't have a lot of extra baggage that he was carrying with him. But he says that if I leave your city with more than what I have right now with me, that I have been unfair to you, my subjects. Meaning that he wasn't there to line his pocket. It wasn't about him, about getting more. It was about giving more back to the society. And as a good leader, that is something that we should all strive to do, is to give back rather than take for ourselves. Give back to society what they need, what they request, what they require, what they demand, what is their right. Ultimately, that is the role of governance, and government is to give to the community, give to the society, not to, again, amass their own personal fortunes that happen, unfortunately, at many different levels of our society today. And as we conclude in this blessed month of Ramadan, and this day of the month of Ramadan, we ask God to give us the ability to be the best leaders by being the best followers of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. May God's peace and blessings be upon all of them. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.